This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the Tactics Talk for Liverpool at home. Sam, again, welcome. What's your kind of take on the game? Because after the Fulham game, I'm sure the teams are going to change drastically.
I think we're going to both have pretty, I'd say, outlandish lineups compared to what is probably what we could consider maybe a year ago that what our starting 11 should be. I think we've obviously dipped in quality a lot, and that's not just from losing players, but that's a lot of players that have come back into the team from injuries and stuff that clearly haven't shown anything. We've seen Jake's team on Leicester fans' socials that's gone out this morning. Obviously, it was a bit different, but I think different is what we need really to pick up points, because it was bad for us to lose 5-3 against Fulham. They were in cruise mode, and Everton and Forest have both pick up wins. It's... we need a massive change, and I think we need to put players in that quality is a different type of thing, but we really need mentality to at least try and get sync out of the game. So I think we're both going to have a pretty different team, I can only imagine, for Liverpool.
Yeah, I agree. Again, as much as I'm not a big fan of the likes of Jude Brewer or again, Luke Thomas, there's players there that whoever wants to be here will show it, and the likes of them who have got into the team or they've come in the last few years, they show that they've got the fight instead of the quality there that we might need, instead of, like you say, the quality that in the Youri Tielemans or Madison's that are going to be just there to be the extra part in the team. So getting into the teams then, firstly, I think the main man has to be in there, Iverson. There's no way Danny Ward gets into this team. I think that's obvious.
No, I would agree. Iverson goes in as goalie for the Liverpool match, but if I'm being honest, he didn't have a great game against Fulham, not to what we've seen, but you know, he can do some good saves if he tries. So, you know, I would.
Want a coffee?
Oh, all right.
No,
you know, I'd put Iverson back in there, like you said. I don't think there's two ways around it, really. You know, yeah, obviously in goal over Ward, because I think that's pretty plain and obvious.
I'll add your Iverson in then. And then talking about the next part of the team is defence, Sam.
Yeah, what are you thinking? It's pretty similar. Again, I'll start with centre backs. I'm going to go with Fies and Soyuncu as left and right centre back. I think, you know, just those two again. We got slapped around a little bit against Fulham, and if I'm being honest with you, I've not seen that bad since Dean Smith's come in. I've not seen us be that. Not even against Man City were we that bad. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened, I don't know. Confidence is shot, but you know, certain players, Maddison coming out after saying things like defensively we weren't good enough and stuff like that. It's a bit just put together as a team. He was a captain, and he at the end of the game he's coming out and saying that's pretty pathetic behaviour. So just I'd stick with the same kind of defence. I wouldn't like change it up too much, even though they let five in. Again, it's Liverpool, so if we show up like we did against Fulham, if that's how we play, it's going to be more than five goals conceded, let's be honest, Reedy. But I'll stick with those two for now. Soonchu looks like the only one who's passionate enough to, you know, put a shift in, and he's going in 3 games' time anyway. So ironic that our best centre-back's leaving in 3 days because Rodgers thought he wasn't good enough.
Yeah, again, I agree. Soonchu's got to be in there for me. But like you say, it wasn't the greatest game. We conceded five. The only way I can try and see a positive out of it is the fact that it was maybe an off game for us. The three before that, we didn't lose. We got some points out of it. And like I say, now, realistically, them points have been wiped because of the situation we're in the table. So going back into my team, I'm going to put Soonchu in. Because like I say, he's the only one that looks like he's given any fight in the team. And then I'm going to go Suter. I'm sorry, but we were struggling with defending in the last game. I think FaZe, like you say, he has got a yellow card in him at times. So for me, Suter goes back in with his height. As much as he might be slower, he's just there for the crosses.
Yeah, I know what you mean. If it was me, I wouldn't put Suter in. Obviously, this is our own opinions. Just when you see Liverpool's team, they're not very tall. They're very fast attacking, you know. So I think that they're not going to really score from a header. They're going to be scoring from quick counter-attacking football. I don't have anything wrong with Suter. I just think it's going to be a bit harsh of him to chuck him back in. You know, after probably it has been about a month of him not playing Premier League football. So if you chuck him back into the lineup, I think we'll get slapped around a little bit against Liverpool, personally.
Yeah, I just feel like we needed a bit of a change in the back line. Again, we've been conceding goals first for the last, 17 games in a row from what I can remember. So a change in the back line for me has to be done. Obviously, Suter came in and we've seen how good he is. Maybe when Suter comes back in, he improves the back line because, again, we're conceding goals first.
Yeah, I mean, again, so like you said, it's a weird one where it's going to be tough to really pick a team that wants to play first. Because, like, I think a lot of fans have said, me and you included.
Again, Suter's only just come into the club, so he's obviously wants to join us for a reason.
Yeah, we need someone to wear the shirt, really. We need someone to be passionate out there. And that's why, like I said, I think the teams are going to be different for both of us.
Yeah. You going into the full-back positions then?
So I am going to play Christensen as left-back. Okay. I know that Thomas, I might have picked him over Christensen a little bit more. But we need a bit of passion at home, and we just need calm. As long as he's calm, I think he can do okay. He's obviously going to have Salah, I think, running at him, isn't he, the whole game. So it's not like he's going to have an easy game. But
he's going to step up to the mark, isn't he?
He's going to have to step up to the mark, because I don't know if Thomas is capable of doing it against Liverpool and Salah and their triumph of attack. So it's a tough pick for me. Again, I wouldn't rate Christensen. I think he's championship quality at best. I don't think he's Premier League quality. I'd put Justin in there in a heartbeat, but I'll stick with Christensen as my go-to left-back for now.
Okay, and then right-back before we get back into my team?
I think you're going to have to put Pereira in. If he's fit, he goes back in. I know he's a bit injury-prone. I just don't see the quality from him, really. I can't, when he tracks back, there was way too many times where we got ran around. All their goals came from them cutting in from the left to right side. And I'm sorry, but that's Castagna's position to be holding and to get the ball. And the five times they scored from doing that, pretty much, apart from the free kick. So if you look at all the Fulham goals, it's Castagna's nowhere to be seen. He's getting dragged around by a 34-year-old Willian who's at the end of his career, and he's still banging in, you know, goals. So for me, Pereira, he'll give you some, you know, at least pace going up and down if that's how we're going to push.
Yeah, I agree. It's such a hard one because as much as I'm not a big fan of Thomas, I think for me, I'm going to put him in. I know it's against Salah, but the last time he was against Salah at home, he pocketed him. Somehow we won 1-0 and he did a brilliant job against Salah. I agree. I think Christensen would be the better choice for the player he's against. But for me, it's about the passion at the moment. And Luke Thomas goes in there for me. I want someone who gives it for the shirt. And he's from the academy.
I could see as if Pereira's fit playing Castagna at left back.
Yeah.
I know he's not an out and out left back, but we've done that many a time. So. Yeah.
But then again, do you really want Castagna going up against?
It wouldn't be Salah. The worst option. Again, I think we're so weak in defence. We've got such a, I hate to say it, but we do have a championship quality defence at the moment. You look at how many goals we concede every game. So it's tough, but the players we have signed and the players we have got fit are not really, you know,
that's what you're talking about. You never gave Salah a look.
I think it's a different kettle of fish though, because Liverpool are unbeaten and, God knows how many games. If you look at the last five fixtures, it's all green. They've won every game in the last five fixtures. So, and Salah just scored, as you know, he keeps scoring as he does. So, it's Liverpool. It's Liverpool on good form, and we're on bad form. So it is, you know, we have to be very lucky, really, regardless of who plays, to beat them.
Yeah, again, I'm not confident on putting Luke Thomas in there, but for me, like I say, we need the passion. And then right back, I agree with you. Pereira, if he's fit, he has to be in there. I think he's our best fullback completely, even if left or right. So he does get back in. I just hope he stays fit for the last few games, because he could be one of the most critical roles going into the last three games. He could be a massive part in defending all these goals to keep him at the net. So for me, that is my back line. Yours is pretty much the same other than Suter. Suter and Christiansen.
Said, I think we're both going to go for the same kind of style of football, but I think we're just going to have different players, different positions. Again, this is our problem, really. We're doing the tactics talk show, but each week we're having different lineups because we don't know who the best 11 is, because we just don't play good
enough. I think we would know the best 11 if we did kind of work it out. But again, with the way I always look at it is because there's so many different teams you have to play against. You can't play the same team week in, week out, because
no, not necessarily. But I think you do need a bit of consistency to get, you know, a bit of a formula going on how to play the same style of football. And teams play the same football all season long. Obviously, you've got the five subs rule now, which means if something's not working, you could take off half your team minus a goalkeeper. But you know, you don't really take a goalkeeper off, so. We can very easily change tactics around in today's football, but again, there's just not much consistency, I'd say. We've been playing very different football in even under Dean Smith, the team's been different. We're playing very different football in a lot of the games. So, tough, but this is, for me, I just want players that are passionate to be at Leicester, and so far, I think these ones are the most passionate. I'm not saying everyone's going to be 100% passionate, but they're going to be the best, and we can hopefully get something out of them.
Yeah, Adam does ask here, do you think Dino will go to back five? As much as I honestly think he will, but I'm putting the team that I want to play, because I feel like if you go to a back five slash
a back
three
five
at the back.
Who? A back five with who, though?
It'll be most likely Faze, Soonchu and Suter, wasn't it? In the back three with the wing backs.
I don't
want to go to three of the backs and swap them, because it'll just look too defensive. We need to go for the win. That is the case at the moment. We need to go for the win. Instead of trying to defend the game and just making sure it's not a cricket score, we need to just make sure we go into the game and try and get the goals, even if we are conceding.
Yeah, I agree. It's a tough one, because like I'm a bit deflated after it, because after the Fulham game, really, cause I don't really know where to go forward. I think I said after the Southampton game, I still think we're as good as down. Everton and Forest winning was just a bit of a cherry on top kind of situation where...
I won't say cherry on top, because it's not the greatest thing.
No, but you know what I mean? It sums up our season where we lose to Fulham and the other two teams around us, if we're going to lose, at least they can do is lose. And you know, 4-3 thriller for Forest and Everton smashed Brighton. So, you know, it was just sod's law. And that pretty much just sums up that we are the team to go down, I think, this season.
Yeah. And then let's go into the midfield then, Sam.
Yeah, so move on. Mendy, defensive midfielder for me. Again, I don't get why he's not getting much of a look in the season.
Yeah.
I think his contract runs out in 3 days.
In 3 days, yeah.
Sorry, 3 games. Yeah, not 3 days. But I would put him in there. Again, I think he's consistent. He's the best defensive midfielder we have out of the bunch. I wouldn't class Samari as a defensive midfielder. And Didi, again, he's had so many, you know, wayward games this season where against Liverpool, I think he'll just get slapped around. And I think we've seen enough from Mendy that he deserves to put in place in the starting 11. And I think he's one of the lads that is a lot more passionate to be in that position, to be honest.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think he has to be the first man on the team sheet because we've not been great in the defensive area spots, have we? With Ndidi, he's just not been up to his standards. We know he can be the last few years. Soumaré, again, he's more of a box-to-box, so he's not defensive enough. I don't think you've got many other players you've got to put there. Again, Pete, we've been putting someone like Yuri Tielemans in the more defensive role. What does that help? Because he's not really a defensive player. So you've got to put the best defensive midfielder you've got in there, and that is going to be Mendy for me. And I will add my other one in there as well, because I'm going to be playing a bit more of a defensive style against Liverpool, but it's going to be Jude Hall. Just because I think we just need to fight. It's like the Luke Thomas situation. He needs to be in there. As much as he's probably not got the best quality, he has to be in there for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree. I think I am putting him in my team as well, really, to be honest with you. I think he's from Leicester. He's passionate to wear the shirt. He might not have the quality, but like I said, at the moment, we just need passion and mentality players that want to put themselves in the team. So for me, he's one of my central midfielders I'm putting in there. Again, I'm very, you know, directional. I don't want to play with wingers.
You're basically going to what I was last week with more direct.
I don't see the point in wingers this season. But yeah, Drisbriel, again, I think just a bit of passion, to be honest with you. I think that's what
the thing is, Anthony, you say about not KDH, surely not. Again, at this point now, it's all about
you say
it's
you
all about the
against
fight.
Everton,
I'm not the biggest fan of him now because he's just not got the quality.
Has just been awful as well since he's come back. I've not seen him do anything, and he's the captain of the club, and he's leaving in 3 games' time. So what's the point? Yeah. Why would we play someone that's not interested in being at Leicester? He doesn't want to get injured because he knows that no one's going to sign him in 3 games' time if he breaks his leg. So he's not going to put a shift in for us. We give him the captaincy and he looks half-arsed, really. He doesn't, you know, he probably puts 30% of his effort into the game. I don't see him do anything.
I think the last game that Jude Hall was in, it was the Villa game, wasn't it? And he got the red card. And ever since then, he's not been back in the side, if I'm not mistaken. So, again, that red card alone just shows you that he's got the fight in there. As much as it probably was a bit too much, there was times where you need to have someone like that in the game to put the tackles in and whatnot. But yeah, again, I agree with Jude Hall. He has to be in there. And then my wingers, I'm going to go both together. It's a different style that we normally play, but I'm going to go all out. I'm putting Barnes. As much as I don't like him, he's going in there just because of the style I want to play. Barnes goes on the side. And then on the other side, I'm going to go Maddison. I was just not agreeing with Jake's team on how he set up, but looking at it, we need goals. You need to be a bit more creative. I think there's enough defensive mentality in that team as well with Jude Bull and Mendy because they're going to get stuck in.
Yeah.
So going forward, I want Barnes on one wing and Maddison on the other side. And then with two attackers up front, which we probably know who that is going to be. But
yeah.
Sam, going into your side.
Yeah, again, like I said, I like your kind of style of team that you're going for. I'm just going to stick to like direction through the middle. For me, I always think whoever wins the midfield, you know, has a better chance of winning the game. Liverpool have got a pretty decent team, you know, all around the pitch. But again, I just don't see us with wingers attacking Robertson and who's the other one?
Trent.
That's it. There you go. To me, they're both top quality defenders. And, you know, to be fair, they're good wing backs, so they get up and down the pitch very quick. I just don't think us as having wingers is really going to do anything. We're trying to swing it into the box, and we don't have anyone tall to connect with it, especially now Nacho's gone.
Yeah.
So, next midfielder for me is Dennis Pratt. He's my next central midfielder because, again, I think I'm just going on purely people that I see a lot of more passion from than others. I see no passion from Tielemans, so for me, I drop him. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But at least, you know, hopefully we're going for people that are happy to be at Leicester and want to put a shift into keepers in the Premier League. Because I just don't see that from Tielemans because I think he's going anyway.
Yeah.
So for me, I just put Dennis Pratt now. I think he's a half-decent player. We keep trying to play him on the wing. He's not a winger. If you put him in his position, I think, you know, we could, you know, do some okay stuff with him in there.
Yeah, I'm looking at your team now. I probably would normally pick that sort of side because you know that I'm not a big fan of Pratt in the midfield. again, Dewsbury Hall probably would have been out for Yorey, but at this stage of the season, you need someone like Dewsbury Hall in. But again, looking at that team, that probably would be the team I normally pick. But because of the situation we're in, I have changed up a lot more. But before I get into my attack, because obviously I'm guessing you're going to put Maddison in the middle.
Yeah, as much as I don't want to, if I'm being honest with you, I think...
Well, the last time we won a game, it was without him, so...
Yeah, he is a good player, but he's just the stuff he says online, his attitude on the pitch is so negative. I can't stand him, as you know, when he comes out and says stuff and people are saying, you know, when he says social media takes stuff out of context, but he's the one that came out and said, we're not hungry enough when we should be hungry enough with four games to go. If you're not hungry enough now to stay in the Premier League, when are you ever going to be hungry enough? I think it's kind of a pathetic thing to say, really. And I just think it's a bit of a shambles thing to come out and say about Leicester, you know, giving him the opportunity to play in the Premier League. And he's saying that he's not hungry enough to stay up for it because, you know, we've had three or four good seasons on the bounce. The least some of these players can do is put a shift in to keep the team that's given a lot of them a chance to stay in the Premier League, which I just don't see.
Again, like you said, there's many players where if you ask them which league you want to be in, you did say the Premier League. Well, then if you're saying that, show it, because all it matters, even if you do lose to Liverpool, as much as it will hurt because we need to win the games like that, as long as we put everything into that 90 minutes, I couldn't care less.
When we got, obviously, did the Great Escape 3D that season, we had passion in the team. We had players that were happy to put the shirt on and put a shift in for the team.
We grafted.
Exactly. And it paid off because we got the results and we got what we needed. Right now, it's the complete opposite. I don't see many players. This team is obviously very different. And I think the majority of them are happy to wear the Leicester shirt and be here. Some of them, I don't know if they are, but, you know, a lot of the players that...
The problem is they show it, but they don't act it on the pitch, you know what I mean? So Youri Tielemans can put his hands up and rile the crowd up a lot as much as he wants when it comes to the quality on the pitch.
I can do that, really, but you have to actually put your feet into the game and do something on the pitch.
Even if you get injured. If it means you get injured,
I just wouldn't play Tielemans. He's a liability. He wants out of the club. He doesn't want to get injured. If anyone else thinks that he should start, you need to look at how he's been playing because he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to get injured. He wants to move to a new club in the summer. You just have to, for me, play players that want to be here. He doesn't give a rat's arse if Leicester go up or stay up or go down, to be honest with you, because he's not going to be here either way.
Yeah, I agree. And then obviously we're going to go into the attack then. It's the same old, we've only got two attackers left.
Yeah.
Until hopefully next week when we do have Iheanacho back. But Vardy and Daka, for me, again, people might have their suspicions about Daka or their judgment on Daka. He's the only ones we've got for the attack. And for me, we've got to go all out. So as much as we might concede a lot more with the team I've put out there, I'm hoping that the likes of Mendy and Jude Hall will be the ones to stop that ball going into the back line, and then go full out attack in the front four. We did it against Wolves, I think, did we? Yes, we did. You had Tete on the wing instead of Maddison because he was out, but that's how I'd set up. I think we need to go for it. We just need to score more than them, really, and just make sure we defend enough to not concede as many.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's our biggest problem, isn't it? We can score goals, but we concede them just as much as we score them. So if we can outscore Liverpool, it could be like a 5-4 game, really. But realistic is what I am. I think we're going to get probably slapped around by a Liverpool team that's on fire and we're in poor form, but, you know, we move on from it. If what happens happens, we could win. But for me, again, like I said, passion is what would really be. I like to see just
again, as long as they put all everything they can do in that 90 minutes, and we I wouldn't say perform well, but we can see they're doing all they can to try and win the game. I couldn't care less. And if we go down by doing that, then I'll say is at least we tried. But again, going into your side, I'm guessing it's probably the exact same.
It's not
attack. It's not.
It isn't. For me, Vardy, obviously one of the strikers, because again, that's what we're limited to. And Barnes is for the other one.
So I will swap these around next. Barnes or Vardy. Yeah, left.
Barnes. Again, I know he's not an out-and-out striker, but he scores goals at least. He got two against Fulham, maybe, you know, very easy goals, but still put them away. Daka, I don't see anything from him, really. I'm sorry, I just can't see
At the moment, anything. I don't. I'm just... I just... I, 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 he's the only actual strikers we've got.
I know.
And as much as Barnes is...
I would much rather see, you know, Harry Suter up front than Daka at the moment, because at least you've got a tall option up there, to be honest with you. Daka, for me, he's just lackluster, not a very good striker. Not, for, you know, that was always... could have been an option, because, you know, he came from the Austrian league, was it, Reading? Mm. Yeah, he scored a lot of goals, but again, that's like a one-man, that's, you know, one-team league, a bit like, that's what I said about Christensen as well. You know, when we signed him, I was like, again, he's young. People say he's played Champions League football, but Copenhagen is the only good team in the Danish league. They don't do anything in the Champions League. They go to the group stage, you get knocked out, and they're lucky if they get into the Europa League.
I think we're finding the errors in someone like Christensen now.
He's
good the first few games. We saw the passion in it, but then he starts losing his head.
And he's passionate, but he might not be good enough. Again, that's what I said. He might be amazing, but again, we're risking it in the season where we needed to stay up. We signed someone who's young, not necessarily going to be good, which I think is what we've found out. He's not an amazing left back at the moment, but again, I don't know why we always do the business model of buy cheap, sell big. That's how we do it, regardless of where we are. We are in the position where we are, because when you look at a lot of the players in and around the team, they're championship quality, really. If you pointed out the team now, Christensen, I'd say championship quality. Fies, again, I'd say he's not been amazing. Championship quality, maybe. Iverson, championship quality. You know, Dennis Pratt, I'd say he's pretty decent. Drewsbill, championship quality, maybe. And I'm just putting them in there because they are passionate for Leicester, at least. But, you know, in today's football, other teams are spending big. You saw some teams, I can't remember who, but teams that came up this season spent more money than we did. We spent nothing in summer.
Mm.
And we let Kasper Schmeichel, a captain of, you know, since Wes Morgan left, a player who's been at the club for 10 years, go. For whatever reason, no one knows. I'm sure we'll know in a few years when he comes out and says why he left Leicester. Maybe it was to reduce the wage bill. But so many little things have gone wrong this season that have made us in the position we are in. And I think, if you know, there's so many little things that it's hard to narrow down which one's the major issue or which ones are the smaller ones. But I think it's a season that's set up for us to go down, and it just happens sometimes. We have notoriously been known as a yo-yo club that goes up and down. I think we've had 8 very good years in the Premier League, but for me, I think that's it. I think our time's come to an end. I think we're down in Championship for a couple of seasons until we come back up now.
Well, there's nothing more I can say to it at the moment. Obviously, I want to try and be positive, but you saw me yesterday. I wasn't in the greatest of spaces, was I? Because the way we're looking at it at the moment, it's not in our hands anymore. If we want to stay up, we've got to be beating the likes of Liverpool now. And that's why we're doing these sort of teams. We're changing them up as much as we can to show that we've got the quality in there. You put all the people in that team now. I can see that there is fight still in the team. And then I'll show you mine as well before we do end. That is mine. Obviously, I've gone quite a bit different to what Sam has, because I've gone a bit more attacking and not as direct. But that's just how I look at it. And obviously, that's what Sam looks on his team. So make sure you get your views and comments on the teams. Counter says, lads, 21 defeats.
He's not wrong. Again, Liverpool, Newcastle, West Ham, these were not the games we needed to win. We needed to beat Everton, we needed to beat Leeds, we needed to get a draw at Fulham. And we can't do it. We've not been able to do it.
And now we've given ourselves 3 games and probably the hardest ones out of the lot.
Like you said, really, we could win all three games.
And it not be enough.
And it could not be enough. Because if Everton and Forest do the exact same, they stay up ahead of us based on points. Everyone's saying goal difference could save us, and it could save us, really. But that is—it's not a very nice feeling. So if goal difference does save us, that comes down to the West Ham game.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's tough because Everton and Forest are playing this weekend. Forest have got Chelsea, and Everton have Manchester City. So
they've got to rely on them losing.
Chelsea are not in great form, so I could see Forest getting a point there. Man City, obviously, they should be Everton. But again, Everton, the thing that they have is passion. The players that are there want to be at Everton, and they want to keep that club in the Premier League. They don't want to be known as the club that got Everton relegated to the Premier League after a 70-year run since it started. They've never been relegated, really. You wouldn't want to be in the team where that you would to get Everton relegated.
Mm.
What keeps the players interested in Leicester staying up? I genuinely don't know. I think a lot of them are just there for the wages, for the nice training ground. you know, to live in a high luxury life. They get from A to B to A to C, and that's it. And they don't do anything else outside of it. They don't go around Leicester to do shopping. They were like, oh, I'll take a helicopter down to London to do my shopping today. It's just, it's very high life and luxury for a lot of the players. And I think that a lot of it has changed since, you know, we moved training ground, because again, it's very, we moved from one place to another. And I hate to, you know, I feel like we've just moaned for the past half an hour really, but that's the situation we're in. You know, if you put the shirt on or if I put the shirt on, we'd be 100% passionate regardless. We would do it for free. We wouldn't do it if we got paid, because we're Leicester fans. We do it because we love the badge. So again, it's just, it'll be nice to see some players do that, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. And that's where I think we're going to end it. That, like I say, there are teams. Make sure you comment and give us your view on what teams you would put out if you don't agree with us. But that's going to be it, guys. Appreciate you coming on. And we'll catch you on the next show. See you in a bit.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.